Podcast, Top 5 Things. Hello, everybody. My name is Dave. This is my partner, my associate, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hello, friends.
I'm starting to worry that I'm losing my mind.
Why is that?
Well, I'm going to give you two examples. Yesterday, on the morning show, which you can hear 5:30 to 10 live on Planet 93.9, it's available online if you don't live in the Quad Cities, at planet939.com or on the mobile app.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we were reading a story about this big concert, this big emo concert that's happening in Vegas.
Yes.
Which may or may not be a massive scam. And they were talking about ticket prices, and they said ticket prices were $19.99 down. And I couldn't process what that meant. I assumed that some tickets would be available for $19.99. I didn't realize that down meant down payment, which seems like a glaringly obvious thing to think about, right?
Uh-huh.
And that bothered me for the bulk of yesterday. Like, what a dumb thing to say. Like, I mean, I'm on the radio saying really, really stupid things. And then today on our show, I was sharing that I had shared a Throwback Thursday picture on my Twitter account of me in the studio at the old rock station
yeah.
that I used to work at. And that was before you and I partnered up. It's a picture taken in 2003. And in the picture, I felt the need to address the fact that I had my hat on backwards.
Yeah.
And I justified it by saying, well, you know, it's really hard to wear your hat forwards when you have headphones on. And then I look over, and there you are with a hat on, and you've worn a hat pretty much every morning we've ever done a show together.
With headphones on.
Yeah, yeah.
See how that fits?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, I don't know, like, if I start to lose my grasp on things, you'll tell me, right?
Yeah.
Like off air and off the podcast. Like, share that privately.
If I notice it.
Okay. Well, then that's...
I mean, if I'm slipping just as quick as you are...
Oh, no.
Then, you know, we don't stand a chance, but at least it won't matter to either one of us.
Oh,
it'll be painfully obvious to everyone else.
That's not
it'll
what be, I want to hear.
It'll be just us two that think that everything's okay.
$19.99 down. That must mean the tickets are only for $19.99.
No, that seems like a good deal.
No, tickets are $300, stupid. You put a down payment down. How do you not know that? I guess because I've never put a down payment down on a ticket. I don't know if I've ever put a down payment on anything other than a car or a home.
If you think that you might be slipping,
yeah,
I probably need to start paying more attention to what you say then.
Yeah, that would be helpful. That's all I'm asking.
Because I can't, I don't always do that.
Yeah, I think that's about to become apparent when we play the top five things. This podcast is powered by
Nature's Treatment of Illinois. They happen to have two locations, Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg. Both are now open 7 days a week. The Milan store offers both medicinal and recreational. Galesburg is recreational only. You can order items online from either locations through Leafly, and you'll find that if you go to the website ntillinois.com.
And now we begin with number one.
Number one.
Number one.
I want to share with you this little bit of video, and you'll be able to hear why I want to share this video. This is from a TV station in West Virginia. A young reporter named Tori Yorgi is doing a live hit. There's a water main break. You know, it's that time of year. There's severe weather all over the place. Water main break in West Virginia, Dunbar, West Virginia, to be exact. And Tori Yorgi is there doing the live hit for WSAZ Television in West Virginia. I want to show this video to you, Darren, and those of you listening on your phones, on your radios, on your laptops. I think you'll be able to figure out what's going on here. All right, so here we go, doing this live.
And Tori, they're not seeing any flakes, but wet roads, and now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this water main breaks.
Oh. Whoa!
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Tori.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is, you know what? It's one
sure
woman
you're
band.
Okay, Tori?
We're good, Tim. Ma'am,
you, sure you're okay?
You are so sweet, and you are okay.
I am so okay.
It is all good. You know, Oh, Lord.
So
you, you know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were bumped in,
to me, Tim.
Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from looking.
I don't even, do you know if I was bumped down low or up high, sir?
I just saw you disappear.
I don't even know. I don't even know, Tim.
My
whole life just flashed before my eyes. But this is live TV and everything's okay. I thought I was in a safe spot, but clearly we might need to move the camera over a bit.
Yeah.
So let me do that while I'm thinking of it.
Now, just to set the stage for you, once again, Tori's in an area right now. There's been a water main break, so there are emergency vehicles around there. And a lot of times what we have seen in those kind of situations are, when emergency vehicles are around, there's a lot of confusion from people about drivers about where to go. So it's possible
people
that's
get
what
distracted
happened there.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Is this guy mansplaining to a woman who just got hit by a car what happened to her?
Apparently.
Honey, here's what happened to you, sugar.
Sorry, you didn't even see the car
coming.
Oh, God,
that woman was
well,
so
yeah,
nice,
duh,
though.
I didn't see it coming.
Tori, you were hit by a vehicle. You didn't even see it coming.
I saw it coming and I let it happen. I took the charging call.
I would do that during sweeps week, not in January.
But did she quit?
She said this is her last week on the air.
Yeah.
I'm glad you caught that. She goes, of course this would happen. It's my last week on the air.
Officially as of right now.
Oh, I'd be done, yeah. I'd be done right then and there. Now, Tori.
Tori, let's get back to why you're there in the first place.
The way things.
Let's just set the scene.
The way things work nowadays for reporters, I think we have in our head an image of a reporter goes out and there's a cameraman that goes with them. That's not how it works anymore. Now the job of TV reporter has been changed into something they call an MMJ. That's a multimedia journalist, which is just a clever way to say you set up your own camera.
Yeah, you're doing it on your own.
So the camera gets knocked over when she gets hit by the car on live television, and then the camera's just on the ground for a lot of the shot, and a lot of that fumbling you hear is her setting the camera back up so she can get back on television after being hit by a car on live TV. And then almost apologizing to the woman
it seems like
who hit her.
Yeah, I think we kind of let the person who hit her off the hook pretty easy.
Sure did.
Oh.
Yeah.
She didn't mean to. It was an accident. I know it was, and I'm okay. Everything's fine. But again, Tim, we'll get back to the report, right? Yep. We're on Roxalana Hills Drive in Dunbar. This is where that water main break is, and this is what happens sometimes in these cold weathers.
So she gets hit by a car, and then it's like, enough of that. I'm here to talk about the water main break.
I don't know about the person who hit her.
Yeah. She's like, are you okay? And the reporter goes, I'm okay. And then this woman's just like, all right, gotta go.
No, I'm gonna need to take your information.
I mean, that she's able to get her stuff together and be like, all right, I'm here to talk about the water main break. Let's focus on that.
But I'll be damned if I ever do this again.
I don't know.
A week from now.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever this young woman is about to do, whether it's more television
and she got hit,
or something else.
And she got hit this way in college as well.
That's my favorite part of the story, where she's like, this happens all the time. To rebound and decide, no, I'm going to finish the live shot.
Are you talking that while you were working in college, you got hit by a car? Or was that more of a pub crawl?
I get hit by cars a lot. This happens a lot. Tim in the studio, by the way, not really that concerned.
No.
All right. Well, it looks like you got hit by a car or something, but
all I know is I'm out of here at 10:30.
Tim.
And I've got a bottle of scotch with my name on it.
I'd be losing my mind. Tori, are you okay? Everybody, what? You just saw that Tori got hit by a car, everybody!
Let's just reset the scene, everyone.
All right, well, I'm going to explain to this woman what happened to her, and to you at home as well.
You didn't even see it coming.
No, that's how getting hit by a car works.
But typically.
Tim, that's... Tim, have you ever been hit by a car? Because it's happened to me now twice.
And I'm only in my early
20s. There was my college episode... And now there's whatever this is. By the way, the woman who hit me, she didn't mean to hit me. We're already good.
God forbid we'd pay for a cameraman.
Good. Well, that's the thing, because she's out there by herself, right? Yeah, there's nobody right. there to say,
hey,
Tori, maybe let's not set up here, right? Maybe, Tori, this isn't the best place to stand. But Tim, back at the studio, watches his colleague get hit by a car and then just continues with...
And no comment from the woman who just thought it was okay to just run someone over?
Well, she said she was sorry. And then got in the car and... You know,
bye.
I got places to be.
Dunbar and Tori, they're not seeing any flakes but wet roads. And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze-thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
Move! Move!
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's a first for you on TV, Tori.
That's a first for you.
Well, that's a first for you on TV, Tori. You do get hit by cars a lot, but this is the first time it's happened.
I remember on you TV. Telling me about that college experience at the Christmas party.
This guy is a robot. He just watched his colleague get hit by a car. He goes, well... That's a first for you, Tori.
It was a slow rolling.
It looks it looks pretty violent, though, man. I mean, she didn't get bumped by the car. She gets full on hit by a vehicle. Well, Tori, that's your experience. I'm here in the studio and everything's fine.
We're all good. Are you okay? I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good.
Yeah, I'm okay. I was in the car.
Tim's like, I'm fine, too. Yeah. Not that anyone's asking.
Hey, how about me?
I don't want anyone.
I'm all right.
Don't be concerned about the Timmer. Timmer's fine. Timmer's doing just fine, Tori.
I'm going to be real fine about 5 minutes after 10:30.
You know what? It's one
sure
woman
you're okay, Tori?
We're good, Tim. Ma'am,
you
are so sweet and you are okay. It is all good. You know,
Ma'am, you ran me over. You're so,
so sweet. You're a menace
you're
is what you
so
are.
So sweet, ma'am.
So sweet.
I don't know. What? I'm fine. Nobody's asking, but I'm fine here at the studios of WSAZ.
I'm holding this down.
I'll tell you who's not getting hit by a car. Me, Tim. Tori.
The Timber.
That's a first for you on television. You do get hit by cars an awful lot, though. Whatever this young woman is doing, whether it's behind the camera or whatever... I gotta say, man, this is the kind of person you want on your team. Tim, not as much. It looks like Tori Yorgi, the reporter that got hit live on television.
Uh-huh.
She's on the air in West Virginia for the last week. She will now be moving up to a station in Pennsylvania. So she's moving up to a bigger market.
Okay.
I guess She's a Penn State University graduate, and now she'll be going to WTAE TV. So she's leaving West Virginia to go to Pittsburgh. So that's perfect. She'll still be a reporter. Hopefully the good people of Pittsburgh can avoid hitting her with their vehicles.
Yeah, you might want to check out a chiropractor on the way there.
Two.
Just after we ended the show yesterday.
Yeah.
Our guy.
I got a text message.
I was so excited. I think I just tweeted a picture of him.
It just said urgent in capital letters.
Report of the week doing his review of the Arby's Diablo Dare. Now, we've been waiting for this review with bated breath, as they say.
Yeah.
The gimmick here is this is a sandwich that is so hot that Arby's has put out. And it's both a brisket and a
chicken sandwich. Two different options.
It's so hot that it comes with a complimentary milkshake to kind of kill the fire in your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Have you sampled this yet?
I haven't, but that's something I'm planning on doing this week.
I've been waiting to hear from the Report of the Week Food Review if this is something worth doing. And
looks like he's dressed in his finest.
He's dressed in a tuxedo. But not like a tuxedo that you wore to prom, like the tuxedo the guy who buried Woodrow Wilson would have worn. I don't know know what this outfit is.
Yeah, no, he's a funeral director from the turn of the century, the last century, or
right.
couple centuries ago.
Right. It's like, imagine a footman from Downton Abbey's got his hand on a bag full of greasy Arby's food, and he's about to tell us what it is. So, without any further ado...
Hello, everyone. This is Running on Empty Food Review. Well, hello, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone watching. Welcome one and all to this newest edition of the Running on Empty Food Review series.
He's by the way, sitting at a table with this curtain behind him.
Yeah.
It looks exactly like the setup that Criswell had in Plan 9 from Outer Space.
I'm your host, the Report of the Week. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking in. Hope everyone out there is feeling and doing all right.
He's also, I gotta point this out, and I've never seen this in all the years we've been monitoring the Report of the Week. It looks like he's brought out the fine china. Did you notice that? There's never a plate.
I heard that.
He's got like grandma's fine china out for this event.
This is going to be a very spicy one. It's going to be a spicy review. You can tell by my spicy wing collar that I'm breaking out today. Indeed, this one is all about the spice and the heat. And, well, let's just get right into things. This is the rare example of an item from Arby's that people actually care about, believe it or not. And I don't even say that to try to bash Arby's. I like Arby's. They have some decent items. The last thing I tried out from them was actually pretty good. The wings that they did were solid. But a lot of the general public, I don't know, just seems very... they don't really care
Blase.
Very much. But this one has people talking. It has people talking, but it has people scared as well. Terrified.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Is Arby's itself.
As a matter of fact, chilled to the bone... And fearful for the essence. I'm just trying to say they're scared for their lives, but I was trying to make it sound nicer than that, but I couldn't come up with anything, so there you have it. Arby's is releasing the Diablo Dare sandwich, and you can just tell by the name, they're not bleeping around this time. They really aren't.
You gotta be bleeping me.
I was gonna say, Hawk Harrelson gets a royalty for this.
The Diablo Dare sandwich is described by Arby's as being perhaps the spiciest fast food item ever. It's a sandwich, of course, so it's not like they call it the Diablo Dare sandwich, and there's actually a bowl of soup in there. This really is a sandwich.
Okay, now let's...
Just eat the damn thing.
Now let's get
Just
to
see
him.
What you think.
To review is to attempt.
He's going to attempt to discern whether or not this sandwich is spicy or not. That's what his goal is here. All right. He's going to try and discern the spiciness of the sandwich. It looks like he did. Is this the chicken or the
that's
brisket?
That's the end game here.
Now that's the brisket.
Yeah.
Now, it should also mention that it does come with some lettuce. All right. There's the sandwich. I'm going to get a thumbnail shot. This one's looking
good. Not your
good.
Thumbnail, for Christ's sakes.
He's taking a bite. Uh-huh. A little teeny tiny
yeah,
mouse
Oh, yeah,
bite.
It's hot. Yeah. Definitely, there's spice. There is spice. The effect is immediate. It's going for that second bite now. Yeah, immediate wave of spice.
He took the kind of bite that I would take.
Like a mouse would take.
It's possible that rather than a bite, he just held the sandwich in his mouth and let some crumbs fall into his mouth rather than actually masticating.
Definitely they're not lying when they talk about the spice. So far, though, this is good. This is what we want to see. Continuing.
Yeah, there's a bigger bite.
Now he's seeing a little big boy bite. Attaboy report of the week.
He's going to spit it out. He's got a look on his face.
By the way, if I could get controversial, I don't think we should give up the Panama Canal. Oh, man. He doesn't know what to think.
Got all those diced jalapenos in there. Be careful.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't know what to think. Let's go further.
He's looking for...
Eating this. My mouth at the moment is on fire.
He's going for the milkshake now.
And with every word I enunciate, the spicy aftertaste actually is amplified. So the more I talk, the more the burning sensation in my mouth increases. Very spicy. As far as fast food goes, because one thing that, you know, if you've had enough of this stuff, you know that, you know, the spicy stuff that they say, the ghost peppers, right? It's never that spicy. It's just as mild as it gets. This, on the other hand, I commend Arby's because it's actually a legitimately spicy fast food item, so props to them.
He's gonna pass out. Now he's taking a pull on that milkshake for dear life.
Now let's see the cooling properties of the milkshake.
Uh-huh.
Don't seem to be
smooth,
helping.
Smooth, cool vanilla.
You're gonna run out of milkshake, bro.
The effect is immediate.
You gotta take it easy on that milkshake. You're never gonna... Mm-hmm. It's never gonna last you the whole sandwich. He's just doing the milkshake now.
Mm-hmm.
As if he's nursing.
He's like a guinea pig.
This is just a cup of the spicy barbecue sauce on the sandwich. Boy, I really am feeling that. I just had a lot of that directly. Yeah. Woo. Very spicy.
I'm going to need to call 911.
Woo. I've dialed 911 on my rotary phone.
That's all I've got. I can't.
We shouldn't have done that. So that's all that I really have to say.
I shouldn't have.
Just know it's hot. And I'm going to be guzzling down the remnants of this shake now. Yeah, I really felt that. I probably felt that more than I did the sandwich. All right, I'm going to try to cool down now. Just know it's a spicy sandwich. They said it was. It is. Be wary and sip on that milkshake. That's all that I have for you. Until next time, I'm your host, The Report of the Week. Urgent cool down in process.
That was everything I wanted it to be. He's got 95% of the sandwich left, and the milkshake is gone at the end.
If it wasn't for COVID, I'd be off to the emergency room.
Urgent cool down in progress. Well, there you go.
Well, I've got to get me one of those.
Yeah, it lives up to the hype. The Diablo.
I shouldn't have done that.
He regrets buying it and trying it. Oh, that's great. The cooling properties of the milkshake will soothe the savage burning as I enunciate my words. It looks like you might want to order an extra milkshake if you're so bold as to take that on. And you think that's something you're going to do here in the next couple of days?
I think I'm going to do it this weekend, but I want to do it during the day because typically I eat kind of late,
yeah,
closer to bedtime,
yeah,
and I don't know that that's the best idea.
Yeah, you don't need to be up all night.
No, I don't. I have no idea what sort of dreams that might cause.
Oh, interesting. Could be fun.
My nephew said a buddy of his had one.
Yeah.
And it blew his rear end out.
Well, I mean, is that an endorsement or what is that? What do I do with that information?
I don't know. Diarrhea. Now, is this something that you're interested in at all?
I think I might try the chicken.
Really?
Yeah, well, the jalapenos, though, I don't know.
They're all diced up, and then you've got the ghost pepper cheese. And
yeah.
Then yeah, I mean, you know, just...
I might.
Yeah.
I might try it just to...
I don't know.
Just to be a part of something, Darren. I just want to be part of the movement is all.
Yeah. Be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful with that. Any club that would have you as a member isn't worth the...
I disagree with Groucho's maxim on that. I like being a part of clubs and groups.
Yeah.
I do well in large groups.
All I'm saying is careful.
Okay.
I don't know that there's going to be a difference between the brisket and the chicken as far as heat goes. My guess is they're probably pretty similar.
When you go to McDonald's, you ever do the hot apple pie?
No, but I'm aware of it. It's been around for quite some time. I have, you know, friends who'll have a hot apple pie.
Why do they say it like that?
I don't know. It's just...
I had one during Mariah Carey's Christmas Abundanza.
Did you get it for
free?
Whatever
the hell it's called. Yeah, I didn't pay for it. It was free.
Did it scald you?
No, it was fine.
It was okay. It wasn't too hot.
They're rolling out now blueberry and cream pies.
Oh, well, that's perfect for you.
It sure is, buddy. And people are going nuts for these things.
What kind of cream? Like a,
you know, they say it's like the inside of it is like cheesecake-like. It's like a blueberry cheesecake, but inside a flaky goodness.
Okay.
It's something that they just announced is coming back.
It's a blueberry pie or it's a blueberry cream pie?
Well, it says blueberry and cream pie. And there's also something called strawberry and cream pie.
Okay, so it's...
But the blueberry option isn't going to be there for long. So this might be something I got to pull the trigger on. This is a food reviewer who goes by the name of Fluffy Bearded Man.
I wonder if they'd ever consider having like the McRib pie.
No.
Where you just bite into it and there's a McRib in there.
Here's a mountain man who's about to tell us about the... blueberry cream pie.
And what he thinks about
it, huh? Welcome back, Fluffy Foodie fam. I got something tasty, banging, sweet, and so good, you know.
Oh, he's really excited.
That's all we do now. review.
This is the show. That's what the show's turned into.
Welcome to it.
Thanks for taking this journey with us. Yeah, I've already had enough of this guy.
We've already got a guy.
Yeah.
We'll wait till he tries the blueberry cream pie.
Honestly, just watching that.
Yeah, I don't need that.
I feel like infidelity has occurred. How dare I?
I've been violated.
White Castle announcing this year that they're not taking Valentine's Day reservations, but they will have a romantic takeout special. This is the first year that couples cannot get Valentine's Day reservations at White Castle.
What's the name of their super large box of sliders?
Oh, I used to know this. Crave case? Crave something, right?
Yeah.
Valentine's Day, every year they usually offer reservations. Of course, last year they didn't with everything that was going on. Last year, I think they kind of replicated it for take home. This year, they're offering something they call the Love Cube. It's for two to celebrate the Valentine's holiday at home. The Love Cube, only available on Valentine's Day. 8 sliders with cheese, 2 small soft drinks, and a choice of 2 shareable sides for $14.99. That's not bad. You can place your order in the store for takeout, or they'll deliver it. They have a delivery for the White Castle. The vice president of White Castle, Jamie Richardson, says here, White Castle, Valentine's Day dinner at White Castle has been an important tradition for so many of our customers. Year in and out, we're thrilled to be able to bring the experience to life in new and memorable ways. So there are people that do this every year, huh?
That's a destination on Valentine's Day.
I mean, I guess... that's kind of cool in a way. I couldn't get away with that, but good for you if you're able to pull that off. White Castle introducing a new dessert menu item to honor the holiday. A strawberry swirl cheesecake has strawberry filling, a chocolate cookie crust, and it's served on a stick.
Here, put it on a stick.
Here you go, fatso.
It's on
put it on a stick for
it's
you.
It's on a stick.
Putting it on a stick is almost like an insult.
Well, it's...
Here you go, Tubalard. Why? Try not to eat the stick. You will. Yeah, that's romance. You dessert on a stick.
Land walrus.
Oh, look at this. A couple of Tubalards found each other. Uh-huh. Happy Valentine's Day, fatty fat fat. We had hoped to take reservations this year, but... out of an abundance of caution for the health and safety of our customers and team members, we decided the best thing to do is shift our focus to an experience that customers can take with them. Next year, though, we have every intention of bringing back the in-castle dining for the biggest Valentine's Day yet. They've been helping couples celebrate Valentine's Day since 1991. In previous years, they've offered table service at select restaurants across the country. Unlike normal business hours at White Castle, you're seated at a table, and you eat on tables that have tablecloths. You have to make reservations in advance for this, though. Since the pandemic started, Valentine's Day celebrations have looked a little different at White Castle. Again, last year, they offered reservations, but it was for an outside event.
Sit outside, fatso.
We don't want to look at you stuffing our garbage into your fat maw. You sarlacc pit of a human being, yeah? The restaurants last year turned their parking lots into old-fashioned drive-ins complete with car hop service. Customers with reservations pulled into a parking space were greeted by a White Castle team member who took their order and then had their food delivered to them in their cars. I don't hate that either. The reason we can't have a White Castle here is because it's too hard for them to figure out how to get the White Castle burgers delivered here. Is that what it is?
Mm.
That somehow the logistics don't make any sense. They're all over Chicago, obviously. And they're all over Ohio, right?
With Valentine's Day coming up.
Yeah.
When do pitchers and catchers report?
They're not doing that this year. There's no spring training.
What's your prediction?
My prediction is that the season, if it starts at all, will be in June.
But maybe the 4th of July.
I don't feel good about that. Mm. I don't feel good saying before the 4th of July.
I don't know that that's right.
No, I don't see it happening, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No, I think I think.
Will that benefit will that benefit your White Sox?
No. No, because their window is not like open forever, right?
No, of course not. No teams is.
And I mean, I think they got another year or two of being potentially, you know, very good. But I also think I think right now.
I don't know about the pitching.
Mm. Well, there's a lot that we don't know because we don't know what the rosters are because they shut things down. Right now, I wouldn't be surprised if the Detroit Tigers win that division. It makes me sick to my stomach.
You think they're up and coming? Is it because of Javi?
Yeah,
Javi's going to make the difference.
I think that coach knows what he's doing. I think Inch knows what
he's
doing.
That's the coach that you wanted.
It is. Yeah. Why? You know, I'm trying to talk about greasy food and romance. Why do you have to agitate me with White Sox?
Well, because
talk?
I know that your first love, your greatest love,
yeah,
is baseball.
It's true. Yeah, it's not happening though. There's not going to be any baseball this year.
The greatest love of all.
I think learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all, Darren.
Next to baseball.
Number three.
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 Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, a couple of celebrities who got engaged.
Now, which Machine Gun Kelly?
The rapper.
Okay.
Which other Machine Gun Kelly
is
there?
Oh, there's a bunch of them.
They are going to get married.
They're going to get married. Okay.
What do you mean?
They're not married.
No. Hmm. No, they're just engaged now. They got engaged, and he did it. I mean, I got to tell you, and I need to be better about this. This is not something that should weigh this heavily on me.
Hmm.
I can't stand these two, and I don't know what it is about them. The pictures that they shared where he was surprising her under the banyan tree where they first spoke about their dreams, it was a complete surprise that somehow was being taken. They had photographers there taking pictures from all of the angles, but it was a complete shock to her.
And we're going to open a vein and drink each other's blood.
And that's what they did.
Uh-huh.
They drank each other's blood. Because that's...
And my guess is when they have a child, they'll name it after one of their shared tattoos.
They drank a vial of each other's blood.
Not too much.
Which they just happen to have their blood laying around? How does that work out?
Not too much.
They got engaged, and then they drank each other's blood.
You know what that sounds like, what that could cause?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. You end up getting diarrhea. Doing that.
Diarrhea.
I bet that is probably something. They don't tell you that. Big Vampire doesn't want you to know that. But I bet that's something that vampires deal with all the time. They
blood drinking induced diarrhea.
Why do you think they wear a cape?
Fox claimed on Instagram that she and Machine Gun Kelly drank each other's blood after he proposed and she said yes. She captioned in the video of Kelly getting down on one knee underneath a banyan tree. She writes here, in July of 2020, we sat under this banyan tree and we asked for magic.
I'll tell you the real reason vampires have trouble sleeping.
We were oblivious to the pain we would face together in such a short, frenetic period of time, unaware of the work and sacrifices the relationship would require from us, but intoxicated off of the love and the karma. So they're getting married. Terrific. And then they drink each other's blood. She says here in the post, somehow a year and a half later, having walked through hell together and having laughed more than I ever imagined possible, he asked me to marry him. And just as in every lifetime before this one, and as in every lifetime that will follow it, I said yes, and then we drank each other's blood.
And now you're going to have to excuse me.
Diarrhea.
Oh, I should have had a V8.
He gave her a ring, an engagement ring, and he says, I know tradition is one ring, but I designed it with Stephen Webster to be two, the emerald, which is her birthstone, and the diamond, which is my birthstone, set on two magnetic bands of thorns that draw together as two halves of the same soul, forming the obscure heart that is our love.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
So there's thorns on the ring, and that's because he wants it so if she ever takes the ring off...
Oh, it hurts.
It'll hurt her. How is... What? How... Huh? Yeah, it's thorny because love is pain, he says. I want to, you know...
I'll tell you what can be painful.
Okay.
Oh, these kids. I'm just hooked on young love. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. It revitalizes me. The sugar in that water.
This is an interview with Vogue, a joint interview with these two. The Machine Gun Kelly explains to them that the thoroughbred Colombian emerald and diamond engagement ring he designed just carved into the teardrop straight out of the mine. The concept is that the ring can come apart to make two rings. When it's together, it's held in place by a magnet.
No, I get it.
So you see how it snaps together?
Yeah.
And then it forms an obscure heart. And you see this right here? The bands are actually thorns.
You're going
to
lose that.
So if she tries to take it off, it hurts.
You're going
to
lose that in a week.
What are you doing? What is this? This is a bit, right?
Guess who's going to find...
These two aren't really... This is just an elaborate prank, right? This isn't real. This is not real life.
Is this real life?
I can't tell. I feel like I'm David after the dentist. Every time I got to see a story about these two.
They're having a good time.
Yeah?
They're just putting you on.
Damn you, Entertainment Tonight!
That's what it feels like. That this is all an elaborate...
No, none of this is serious.
Mm-hmm. We asked for magic. And then we drank each other's blood because that's what you do. Wasn't she married to one of the 90210 guys? For a while, and I'm not wrong about that, right? Weren't they married for a time? And then now she's with this Machine Gun Kelly.
Who are you talking about?
Megan Fox. She was with not one of the hunky 90210 guys, but like the schmucky guy. You know what I'm talking about? Not one of the sideburns, not the Sharknado. Who was the other guy? He was the guy that was like, I'm here too. It was the smoldering hunks, and then there was the other guy on 90210 whose job was like, hey, I got a new keyboard. Look at this. That was my understanding of the show.
Beaker?
Yes, the character's name was Beaker. He was the one that was always with Tori Spelling, right? It was like Shannon Doherty was with Luke Perry.
How'd Tori Spelling get that job?
Well, she'll tell you that she auditioned for it using a fake name. Her dad, being the executive producer of the show, had nothing to do.
Oh, her dad didn't recognize her because she had a fake name?
something about you I like, kiddo.
I'm using my middle name. He'll never guess.
I think that her story is that when the casting director cast her...
I'm using my middle name and my mom's maiden name. He'll never put it together.
She used a fake name, right? Isn't that the story?
Okay.
Fearful of nepotism, Tori Spelling auditioned under a fake name. She went as Tori Mitchell.
Hmm.
Brian Austin Green is the guy whose name I can't think of.
She went as Tora Tora Tora.
How did they not know it was her? Of course they knew it was her.
I'm your dad. I gave you a ride here.
She auditioned for her famous dad's show, auditioning for the role of Kelly and Andrea before landing the role that would make her a household name. I heard about the show from my agent, she says. Your dad is doing it. And I was like, I haven't heard anything about it. I popped into his briefcase when he got home, and I was like, cool. I really wanted to play Andrea, and I went in under a different name. Mm. Then I got the part of Donna, which I'm sure had something to do with my dad.
Yeah, well.
Gee, do you think?
So Megan was married to, she would have been like a baby when that movie was out, or that show was out.
Yeah.
Was it ever a movie?
No, Brian Austin Green is much older than Megan Fox.
Could be her grandpa.
He's 48, and she's in her 30s, right? Brian Austin Green is going to be 49 this year. And Megan Fox, I don't think she's not like 35, is she? She's still pretty young. Yeah, she's 35. So there's 13 years difference there. Whatever. And then she's older than Machine Gun Kelly, right?
Which one? The gangster? The one of the DJs? Who? Everybody's Machine Gun Kelly.
I know. It's ridiculous.
There's like 10 of them. Can't keep them straight.
She met Brian Austin Green in 2004 when she was 18 and he was 30.
She accidentally married Dillinger on the rebound.
They're going to go see a picture at the Biograph.
Yeah, then she
can't
was,
see it any
she was
bad.
Dating Babyface Nelson for a while. Good God.
Just as we did in all of our lives. Uh-huh, and yeah. In all of our lives to come.
Yeah, that's right.
We drank each other's blood because, you know, that's what we do.
Ended up getting the clap from Capone.
Okay, he's 31, so they're very close in age. That's fine. Whatever. I shouldn't be so judgmental. And I shouldn't be as bothered by these two as I am. But every time, you know...
Oh, they just... You know what? I don't know about the music and the acting, but I respect the hell out of that marriage.
Okay.
Number four.
The good people at Pinterest have put together their list of things that are going to be big this year. As we begin the new year together, what will be the big trends for 2022? Pearlcore, Darren. Pearlcore.
And that would mean what?
Pearls. Pearls are all the rage in 2022.
Now, is that a result of Jacques Peterson?
Explain. Explain.
Because he wore pearls.
I don't know.
The baseball player.
I don't know that that's... And why did he wear pearls?
I don't know. Because he wanted to.
He thought he looked good? No, this is a...
He considers himself kind of wacky.
Yeah, well, that's nuts. Pearls are all the rage this year, according to Pinterest Predicts, their 2022 annual report, which predicts everything in fashion, home, wellness, pets, and more.
Now, is that for the girls and the guys?
I imagine everything it looks like. These all look like women in these pictures. But sure, if you're a fella that wants to get into Pearlcore...
A string of pearls.
Go nuts. That's right. Pinterest predicts. People use Pinterest to plan for the future. That means we know what's next, they say. In fact, 8 of our 10 predictions for last year came true. This isn't another year-end trend report. This is a not-yet-trending report. A window into the future. This is Pinterest predicts. They also predict... for this year, in addition to the Pearl Corps, that's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Luxury laundry rooms will be a big deal. Laundry rooms that are so exquisite, people want to hang out in the laundry room.
In a house, or is this a public place?
No, in your home.
In your home. Uh-huh. Yes, I gotcha.
Pinterest says that searches for luxury laundry rooms have increased 11 times as people look to revamp their wash and dry stations. If you're going to upgrade your washing machine or dryer, you can also elevate accents with like a cabinet hamper or a stylish laundry organization system. Also big for this year, night dresses.
For the girls and guys.
I think this is
like
more
a night shirt.
Yeah, I guess. The biggest trend in sleepwear is night dresses, specifically those made from luxurious silk and satin. You can snag a floor-length number complete with a sexy slit. Apparently, this is a big thing.
How about a nightcap?
Well, that's never gone out of style. Curved sofas are all the rage for your home. Pinterest says in the world of home decor for the next couple of months, it's all about curves. One of the places we're bringing more roundedness is our couches. Trendy curved sofas, from extra-large sectionals to small, space-friendly love seats. Also big, biophilic offices. And if you've never heard the word biophilic before, I'm with you. That is the concept of bringing the outdoors indoors.
A park bench.
Putting a plant on your desk is biophilic, apparently. You increase your connection to nature and enhance your own well-being.
If you've got room for a plant on your desk,
yeah,
you don't do anything.
Also big this year, tiny library rooms.
With just one book in it.
Yeah, in my day we called this getting a bookcase. Bring your book club into your home with one of Pinterest's biggest searches right now, tiny library rooms. Conjures up images of floor-to-ceiling built-in bookshelves filled with rows of colorful books and cozy oversized armchairs. Perfect for snuggling up to read in.
And only invite tiny people to be a part of your book club.
Furniture dog beds will be all the rage this year, as will trendy watches and the tea party aesthetic. Happy hour, more like tea time. Pinterest finds that more and more people are searching for high tea food ideas and a tea party aesthetic.
That's right, high guy style.
This is an evolution of last year's cottagecore craze. Whether you're actually gathering your friends for an afternoon cuppa or just want to channel your inner Brit, an elegant cake stand and a bouquet of beautiful blooms. You can get a flower subscription service. That'll do, but nicely. Also big this year, dopamine dressing, which is where you just dress in big, vibrant clothes. Puff love. Being a goth is big this year, they say. Rebel cuts, mullets, emotional escape rooms, a Hellenistic revival. All things Greek are big this year, Darren.
Emotional escape rooms? You mean the toilet?
An emotional escape room, silly, is not a toilet. Safe spaces for feels. It says here, emotions are so hot right now. If you need a place
to... You know what's trending. What's hot? Emotions. You zombies.
If you need a place to go feel all the feels, there's a room for that. People will plan this year their great indoor escapes and designate rooms in their homes to decompress, vibe, and rage.
A good idea is to flush those feelings away.
The home massage room is big. Also, a rage room. A room where you just go and rage in your house.
Again, the toilet.
I don't think that's what they mean, Darren.
Get in line. One at a time, boys. One at a time.
You think you have a crap job?
I'm working on a lot of rage here.
Also big this year, flexercise. For the love of movement, low impact is the new high intensity. This year, people of all ages will fall in love with more mellow ways to move their bodies, from starting a daily stretching routine to nature walks. The floating aesthetic, very big this year. In fact, searches on Pinterest up almost 200%. Finpowerment is big this year. You familiar with the term finpowerment?
Finpowerment?
It's financial freedom. This year, people will take money matters into their own hands.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like an after dinner mint.
See, and I thought it was like fish rights. What do I know? Don't quit your yay job. That's big this year. Turn your pastime into a payday. Who says hobbies can't be lucrative? This year, people will build a new biz based on their specific interests, such as real estate, party rentals, or eyelashes.
Or napping.
The bestie aesthetic is big this year. As is calming classrooms. And lake it till you make it, they say this year. People will trade in their beachfront getaways for inland swims. Freshwater trend this year. No more saltwater. It's all about the lake. The ocean, Darren, that's over.
You know what you need to do?
What's that?
A little freshwater swimming.
That
would be good for you.
I don't hate that. I would much rather go to a lake than an ocean. You know why? No sharks. Last time somebody died from a shark attack in a lake was never.
Still, we're going to need to shut this lake down.
No, I would never shut down a lake beach. How dare you? Those are the big trends. Oh, by the way, cupcakes are over too. Cake pops had their moment, but ditch the cupcakes, please. This year, bakers will give us the badly needed cake break that we've all been hoping for. People will craft elaborate cakes to celebrate whatever their mood in, from gravity-defying tears to bubble and 3D cakes. Real cakes replacing cupcakes and cake pops.
The real cake is back.
Can I tell you this? I'm here for this. Gravity-defying cake ideas.
That doesn't make any sense. You're a pie guy.
No, I'm more of a cake guy than I am a cupcake guy, though.
Pie guy style.
You got it. That's what you can expect in 2022. And
expect it. I'm already living it.
Well, I know you're into...
I've got a rage room.
You've got the rebel cut, and also something they call barkitecture is big this year. Pampering your pets isn't enough anymore. Try animal first architecture. This year, people will redesign their homes with Fido and Felix at the forefront, from luxury dog rooms to catified homes. Millennial, Gen X, and boomer pet parents are driving this trend. Barkitecture, they call it. I mentioned being a goth is big this year. Mm-hmm. Bejeweling things is huge. And, Darren, this year, Hotter Wheels. Your car is more than an escape vehicle. It's a mood. In 22, people across all age groups will give their motors major makeovers with decor upgrades and spruced up sound systems. All age groups are driving searches. People wanting to do modifications and decorations for their cars. You know what's big this year? Boho car interior. It's so big this year.
Did you say mohair?
Boho. Gonna really bohemian up my car. It's gonna look like it belongs to either Edie Brickell or one of her new bohemians,
or the cast of Cabaret.
Yes, that's the plan.
I don't know.
For 22,
a lot of this doesn't fit my drip.
No.
Five.
Number five.
Nothing better than when children pretend to be exhausted. This is a story that's gone viral from the news in Toronto, where they were dealing with some snow.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you know, look, you're going to get snow in Toronto.
Why don't you help Dad?
Right. So this kid is tasked with the job of getting his little tiny shovel out there.
Yeah, and doing his part.
And doing his part. and they interviewed him on the news, and they're in Toronto, and he's had enough.
Okay.
If you didn't have a machine to help you move the snow, you probably found it a bit...
tiring.
A snow day turned into a work day for Carter Trizzolo.
I really wish I was in school right now.
Trizzolo was clearing snow around not just his house, but also doing it...
for my neighbors, friends, probably people I even don't know.
He's just exhausted.
My guess is that's going to be his attitude through life.
Yeah, yeah, that's not something that's not just gonna for go, snow.
No, that's
and he's doing the thing that your kids do when they shovel, where he's throwing the snow.
Just in the air. Just throw it in the air. It's not...
throwing it right, over his shoulder, so it's going right back on the sidewalk.
Right back where it was.
I think I know why you're so tired, kid.
Uh-huh.
Tiring.
Yeah, if you were to shovel it and actually throw it and clear a path, that would help.
I relate to this kid. I get it.
No, we're going to need that for the soundboard.
I really wish I was in school right now.
Trizzolo was clearing snow around not just his house, but also doing it...
for my neighbors, friends, probably people I even don't know.
Sigh is everything. Uh-huh. Way to go, Carter.
Oh, my God.
You're doing good work out there, both in the snow removal and the...
That's not even...
being exhausted at your age.
That's not even heart attack snow that you're dealing with. That looks light and fluffy, but... Yeah,
this kid can't be, what, 8, 9 years old?
Yeah.
I'm just... I don't know. Just out here, and yeah, I guess he's a 9-year-old kid. Carter Trizzolo of Toronto. I really wish I was in school.
Anything but this.
And the best part is the nameplate that they put on the screen. They put the kid's name, you know, Carter Trizzolo. And then underneath it, you know, they usually put what your title is, right? So it would be like Bob Gallagher, mayor of Bettendorf, right?
Mm-hmm.
For this on the news, it just says Carter Trizzolo. And underneath it, it just says exhausted.
That's my working title.
I've just had enough of this. I'm just exhausted.
Wow. Because, yeah, think about it, kid. You've got another 13 years before you start your 40 years of work.
Oh, I'm just sick and tired. Oh, I wish I was in school. This is...
retirement is a long way off, man.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
I feel like most of that made sense, right?
Mm.
The Top 5 Things podcast, we want to thank you for listening to it, subscribing to it, leaving reviews, downloading it, all of that stuff. You made it to the end, and we'd like to thank you for listening and also thank our sponsor, Nature's Treatment of Illinois.
Yeah, they have two locations, Tech Drive in Milan, West Main Street in Galesburg, and they offer a wide selection of products for recreational use, including flower, vapes, and edibles. Nature's Treatment's recreational waiting lists are available. If you go to the website, that's ntillinois.com.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Bye, have a great time.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.